doing with today's Ag Feature. An initiative of National Corn Growers Association is showing farmers how healthy soil benefits their bottom line. Jim Eiserman is the Illinois Field Manager for the Soil Health Partnership.
So the Soil Health Partnership is an initiative through the National Corn Growers Association, and we're building a network of demonstration and research farms across the Midwest to test the effects of soil health and soil health practices, how they can affect yield, and ultimately how they affect the bottom line for farmers.
How does it work?
So a quick rundown of what a farmer would typically go through with us each year is we start off in the springtime taking soil tests, and those include taking standard soil tests like farmers typically run now, as well as running some soil health assessments. We currently use the Cornell soil health test, as well as the soil health nutrient tool from Dr. Rick Haney in Texas. And that kind of starts things off, gives us an idea of what's going on in the soil. We take aerial imaging throughout the year at a couple different points to gauge the health of the soil. And then we come back in the fall looking at the yield data that comes off the farmer's yield monitor. So as they enroll the first year's baseline data, they establish their first cover crop at the end of the first year, and then the program goes on for 5 years to kind of gauge the compounding effect of what's going on in that soil over that period of time. And then we also collect a lot of economic data. What we're really seeking is, what does this do to the economic bottom line for farmers?
How do farmers get involved? They contact you, you contact them. How does it work?
Well, it's as the program gets more acknowledgement, it's become a lot easier to engage farmers. It was originally kind of word of mouth, us seeking out farmers. Simplest way right now is to go to the website at soilhealthpartnership.org, and there's a number of tabs and resources there where you can contact the different personnel. You can find the field manager that's working in your state, or else you can just reach out directly to the program coordinator to get some more information to find out if you're a qualified farmer for it.
Is the goal kind of a broad one where you're trying to help everybody's soil, or are you just working with those individual farmers that are giving you the data right now?
Well, the goal is definitely broad ranging, because in addition to the research component, it's also an educational component. So we're seeking out farmers who some of them have been doing cover crops for years. A lot of them are brand new to it. They're commercial sized farmers. So the goal is, how can we adapt cover crops across the Midwest? How can we make them fit into different management scenarios? How can the farmer who's farming 5,000 acres deal with getting his cover crops planted and terminated? How often is he going to be successful and really drive the change for the environmental and sustainability issues that we're having? So we're not directly tied to issues such as water quality, but obviously that's in the background of what we're doing. But we just look forward to the idea of being able to prove to farmers that this is valuable for them in their own right.
The initial focus was the I states, Illinois, Iowa, and Indiana, but 35 more farms are joining the Soil Health Partnership this year, bringing the total to 100 over 9 Midwestern states. That's today's Ag Feature. I'm Jim Dewey.